Now we come before the Kuf Pei Dalet to an interesting discussion about change in vesas, shinuyim bevesas, different types of shinuyim bevesas. That's what I gave the title, even though it doesn't apply to everything. And as soon as we'll go through the different sifim here, moving forward, the starting point is the Mishnah Samach Gimel Beis, that we've seen before, a few times, right? The Mishnah says in source 1, Haysel Mudalios Ro Yom Tesvav. She sees 15 days. We explained in the past, it means 15 days after the conclusion of the original period. So it means day 22 since the first Riyah. Again, it's not that important for us, but that's how I understand it. It's day 22 after the first Riyah. And Vishinsa, suddenly the following month, she changed Leos Roa Leon Chav. She saw 20 days, 27 days after the beginning of the last period. So Zev is Asurin, both day 5, the following month, both 15 and 20 are Asur. Right? This was a day she used to always see on day 15. And now suddenly, a certain month she didn't see on day 15, she saw only on day 20. So the following month, says Michosha, Zev is Asurin. Right? They're both Asur. Shinsa Pamayim Leon Chav, 2 months in a row she saw on day 20, not on day 15. Still, Zev is Asurin. She still has to be choshesh for 15, because maybe this was an anomaly, maybe this was it happened twice, but that's not enough in halacha to make a change, right? But Shinsa Gimel Pam, she saw 3 times already, Leom Chav, now Huter Tesrov, she no longer has to worry about day 15, because she's reestablished it. 3 times, she's reestablished at day 20, but cover Leom Chav. She'ein Isha Kovas Ve'lo Veses, Ad Shetikbo Ena Gimel Pam, Ve'yem Tyrus. Right? She's established the vessels 3 times, the vessels kavua. Okay, until then, she has a vessel she ain't kavua. The day 15 is ain't kavua. I'm sorry, day 20, rather. The first is ain't kavua. She's supposed to be choshesh 1 time. Vessel ain't kavua, to choshesh 1 time. Now, again, this is talking about what we call the vessels lahafloga. We talked about, right? The interval vessels. Interval means days between. Okay? And you require, remember, I pointed out at the time, you require 4 re'ios, because you have to have. Remember, you have 4 re'ios, you don't have 3 intervals after 4 times, okay? Rashi says, V'ena Mataris Menaveset, Asur, Koyim, Menaveset, Shem Atiret. Okay, she still remains also, because she still may see, she may go back to the original pattern. Okay, that's on Samo Gimel Beis. Earlier on Samo Gimel Beis, right? The third Rashi is not on the Mishnah. Okay, it's a quote on the page earlier in the top of the page. The Mishnah is towards the bottom of the page. The Rashi earlier on the page, that's why I printed it as a separate thing. Source 3, Zevizek, Shagia Od Chamisho, Sar Asula Shamish, Shema Tavzol Vesta. Rashi spells it out. I mean, it doesn't spell it out on the Mishnah, he spells it out on the earlier Gemara, but it's, which is probably why it doesn't repeat the Mishnah. It's the same thing, but it's earlier on the page. So he says, Kashagia Od Chamisho, Sar Asula Shamish, Shema Tavzol Vesta. She'll go back to her original pattern. That 1 month was Yotzimana Klal. On the other hand, day 20, she's also Asur, because maybe now that's beginning a new pattern. Okay, that's as we've seen. Okay? Now, the Gemara explains on Samach Daled Aleph, the next page, and it's verse 4, She'ein Amar Popolo Amar Elan Mikvah, as we saw. We only say you need 3 times to be Koveya and Uvesis, but to Choshesh, meaning to Asur Tashmesh on that day, right, even one suffices. Okay, even one suffices. Right, and that's what we've said all along. Any problem with that? Good. Law Amaran says Rashi 5. Samach Daled Aleph says Rashi. Law Amaran the Ein Kovas Ad Shetik Ben Shlosh Pamim El Lemikvah Dahavet Daya Shaita. Rashi explains there's a practical afkamina. Okay, remember that we had the very first mission in Masechta. Yes, from a Taurus there, but we have the concept of Daya Shaita, right? That we don't have to treat as a need until she actually discharges blood, she actually sees dam. Okay, now the fact is that a woman becomes tamei once dam leaves the mocha, right? Once dam leaves the uterus, she becomes tamei, even if it never came out of the body, it's in the so-called vaginal canal, where it can stay for a period of time. Okay, so we say that a woman who sees dam is suffic tamei for the previous 24 hours, right? Remember we spoke about that, the previous 24 hours, because, unless she did a bdika, right? In which case you go back to the bdika. Remember we had the two. Remember what I'm talking about? Remember the two? Either you go back to the bedika or you go back to 24 hours. Now, she did a bedika within 24 hours, so you don't have to go back, you know, daya shaita, it's not daya shaita, but we assume maybe the dam came right after the bedika, you go back 8 hours, whatever, right? So either you go back to the bedika or you go back to the 24 hours, okay? But on Samach Gimel Aleph, the Mishnah says that's only true for a woman's ein lo veses. But if yesh lo veses, then we say daya shaita, that's what the Mishnah says. Right? A woman who sees, again, Mishnah on Samach Gimel says, the woman who sees, who has a vessel's kavua, so daya shaita, we don't have to go back 24 hours. There's no tumah l'afreya. Okay, because the assumption is she always sees this time. That's where the time comes out. We don't have to go be choshesh any earlier. Okay, so that's what Rashi means in Lo Amar. Lo Amar, they kovash shechibedu shalosh pama lemekudah ledai shaygal yakav rochas megimel. Aval amechas becharizim achay shalosh shimros v'yom tesvav pam achas choshesh so tesvav habo velo tishamesh. Okay, that's the sugya in the Gemara. The Rambam brings the halacha perigimel halacha perches rather perches halacha ilchas yubi halacha gimel. Kvar b'yarin shekol isha she'ein lo veses asur l'shamish ad she'tivdok atzma t'chilo. That's when she'ein lo veses. We'll come back to that. V'yesh lo veses asur l'shamish b'chol onas ha'veses. Investe b'yom asur l'shamish kolos ha'yom. Investe b'layla asur l'shamish kolos ha'layla. M'tchila se'o veses tispoi v'yidi d'asmen izvos al olam. That's the Rambam, not a issue now. D'alacha d'alad l'ficha tzrichos ha'nosh v'yizor b'vestos. Ad she'teda ha'yom v'hashoa she'nikpo b'vestos. He gives example 20-23. I don't know why. The Mishnah gives 15 and 20. He gives 20-23. Okay, right. Rasa pam shlishi v'yom shloshim esim v'lo rasa v'yom esim. Then tar or tihir yom esim. V'nekar vesel yom shloshim esim. She'ena yishe kavas vesel chibarek shloshim pamim. Ve'ena taras men vesel achzakar min ha shloshim pamim. So that Mishnah and that Gemara is halacha l'maisa according to the Rambam. Okay, that goes Maimonides in that on halacha gimel. Parak has halacha gimel. Os Aleph 7 writes she'altem be'isha she'ein lo vesel kavua. Imi isha shemeshana vesta olahakdim beiz yom o gimel kefi shemargir shemargir l'shanas yifrosh bizman hagas havesas beiz yomim o gimel. What's going on here? It's an interesting case. Yitzhak ben Avram, that's the Rivo, sometimes called the Ritzo, Yitzhak ben Avram, usually it's assumed to be the same person, one of the Rishonim, one of the Balei Tosfos. So it goes, mine is quoting a case of an isha she'ein lo vesas kavua, and so he says it first, but she has like a, what did you call it? The range vessels? Okay, it was the word span, but she's changed 2 or 3 days. Kavishar Yulish Shanos Yifrosh Bizman Hagas Havessas Beis Ogimel Beis Yom Ogimel. Right, she should be Porish, forbidden to have Tashmish once the 2 or 3 day time arrives. She always sees at least 2 or 3 days. Okay, and that's to continue in our Siman, source number 8. What the Shulchan Aruch quotes halacha, the Ramah quotes halacha. It's in Kuf Pei Dalet Siv Beis. That's what we're talking about a little bit. Okay, the Ramah says, "V'chol zeh lo mari elo beveses hatala b'yamim, aval lo beveses hatala b'shina guf." That's a different point. Okay, certainly these dinim, the difference when we get to that, to talk about a veses with, you know, physical change, we alluded to a little bit. She sneezes or she gets headaches or this and that. But, okay. And then he says, "V'ayin lekamen simen kuf pei tes," which you will. We'll see what that is. "V'isha shemeshana vesta lahakdim beiz o gimel yomim o la'acher." Okay, Hagos Maimon, as you look in 7, says lahakdim beiz o gimel yomim. The Ramah quotes, "It's lahakdim o la'acher." It doesn't matter. She sees 2 or 3 days before the expected, or 2 or 3 days after. It doesn't matter. Kishemagia zman vesta tzarch lifrosh mena beiz o gimel yamim kodem alachar. She also has to be parish 2 or 3 days before. She see sometimes she's within two or three days of that day, so she has to be parish 2 or 3 days before, 2 or 3 days after. He quotes this and goes maimon again. I am a kamsim kuf peites. So basically, the situation here is she does not have a vesis kavua, but over the course, okay, of a certain number of days, okay, since the last year, she always sees within this certain amount of days. For example, she always sees between, I don't know, 25 and 30 days since the last period. Okay, never earlier than 25, never later than 30, or 28 and 32, or 29 and 34, whatever the numbers are. She always sees within that period of time. So this is it seems to be called the Vesa Shein Kavua because it's not fixed at a certain day. Right, the Vesa Shein, the Gemara doesn't say otherwise. So we seem to label the Vesa Shein Kavua. Okay, and that's how look back in 7 in the Hagos Maimonides, it says, "Ushalta be'isha she'ein lo Vesa Kavua." So it's not a Vesa Kavua, but it's, what Binyamin said, what do you say? We never called it a range Vesa. I was going to say a span. Either way, either word's good. Okay, whatever. It's So it's an unusual situation. So the Ramo writes, the name is Hagos Maimonides, she has to be parished 2 or 3 days. The question is, what exactly does Ramo mean by this? Okay, what do you mean that there were 2 or 3 days? Yeah.
She
knows
that relevant discussion.
Right now, right.
That's from like the rest of the
Hagosh
or whatever, like
right, not really, because even without going to that issue, you know, what she felt and so on, here we're talking about with just a date.
She gives 7 points.
Yes, yes, yeah. Okay. So if we look in the Shach, well, first of all, the Ramah said to look further in Kuf Beites, which we will. So let's take a look in mine. That's the Shulchan, that's the Ramah in Kuf Beites. Okay, which will come to when we get to Kuf Beites, but we'll see it here because he tells us to take a look there. So there are more rites in Sif Yud Gimel of Kuf Beites. Ra saw Tesvav Benisim. She saw on the 15th of Nisan. Vimshicha Raya saw Dalad Yom. She saw for 4 days. Right, 15, 16, 17, 18. Now, Uyom Tezayan Be'ir, the next month, on the 16th, Ra saw Vimshicha Raya saw Gimel Yom. Okay? So she saw 15, 16, 17, 18. Now in Ir, she saw 16. Ross and Shigar Yisrael Gimel Yomim. Okay, now over Sivan, his skill of the Ross be Yud Zayin Bo. Now in Sivan, the third month, she saw on the 17th. Okay, so Yesh Omrim Shechosheshes Ledilug Levesa Shava Shari Shil Shaliros Gimel Pomim be Yud Zayin Bechodesh. In each of these three last months, she saw on the 17th. In the first month, in Nisan, the 17th was the third day. Because she started on the 15th. In Iyar, the 17th was the second day. Now in Sivan, the 17th is the first day. Right? But three times in a row, she saw Dam on the 17th. So some say, we'll come back to that sheet that's not for today, but the two Ramban say that she's to be Choshish because she saw each time 17 and she had to figure out the Vesa on that basis. However, V'yeshomim she'ein kan Vesa shove klal. The hochin tomid achar tchilas hariyah v'chein iker. The Ramor there writes, okay, the name of various Rishonim. He says there you always you in terms of kriyas vesas, it goes by when the period begins. So therefore, in this instance, leaving out the first shita, which is not our issue now, but the fact that, yes, true, she saw Dam on the 17th, but the 17th is not going to become a day that there's a Chiyuv, because that was day 3 of the first month, that was day 2 of the second month, it was part of a period, it was not the beginning, when we're Koveya Veses, Hochin Tomid Achar Tchila, sorry, when it starts, is the issue. V'chei Nikar. Okay, that's the Ramah over there in Kuf Pei Tes, if you give them. So the Shach, there in Kuf Pei Tes, this is called Lamed Tes, 10. Shach says v'chein iker, right? V'kosav adan melech, okay? Temo, the le'el sim kuf peidal tevdal kosav the isha shemishtana vesta lahakdim beiz of gimel yomim ola acher kishmagiyaz man vesta tarchulosh mena beiz o gimel yomim kodem ha'achrov. It seems to be a stira because there are more by us in kuf peidal. There are more said, well, if you have this range, so you have to be choshish for the range. So how come here, we don't? He says, V'chein Iker is the second sheet. You don't have to worry about the 17th. Why not? It's part of this range, so to speak. She always saw, you know, and this, again, here it's the day of the month, but it's the same thing, it's the interval, right? I mean, it's over the span of several days. Range or span, whatever, over several days, right? So that's, everyone understand that? That's the steer that the Shach raises, yeah.
That was a question on the Chayim Iker. Even though the first day don't, he's saying you only have to be Choshesh for Diluv.
Right, correct. I didn't want to go into that, but yes. Okay, but anyway, the Shach is saying that by us, he's Paskins, I'm sorry, by us being Kuf Pei Dalet, he Paskins that Sarach Lifrosh Menor Bezo Gimliyam Kodom Achrov. Right? And yet, over in Kuf Pei Tes, he says, you don't take that into account. So what's going on? That's the theory the Shach raises. The nearly Ashev, says the Shach. The Le'el ain Ritzon Olam HaShetzorach Livosh Kol HaGimel Yomim. Okay? It doesn't mean that you have to worry about all the 3 days, the whole range of days, according to the Shach. Okay? Dimkei Ma'in Shemishtana Vesta Lekan. What's it got to do with the Shinu Veses? El Ritzon Olam HaDohoyal of Veses. What's the case? Again, this is the Shach talking in Kuf Pei Tes. He's talking back by us. What does it mean? Ella Surotoro, the Hayal of Veses, the Charkach Mishtanas Vesta Lahakdim Beis O Gimel Yomim. What it means is, in our case, in Kuf Bei Dalet, says the Shach over there, he says that she had a vessel for a certain day, and then it changed to be 2 or 3 days earlier, right? 1 month, it was 2 or 3 days earlier. And Oz, Tzri Chalifosh, Gam, Kodem HaVesses, Kefi, Shemargila HaKdim. She has to be choshes the following month for how many days? It was 2 days earlier? So let's say she saw 29, so 18, 2 days earlier, 2 days later, whatever. She's be choshes for that day. Whatever, Mashemargila HaKdim. Go Shemargila HaKdim, Gimel Yomim. Tzri Chalifosh, Oso Yom, Shemargila HaKdim. Ukedekosav Khan. Behind her Kosal El, Behind Kaman Tzim Kuf Peites. That's why the Ramor lived it up. So therefore, the Shach is saying there's no chiddush here. It's the same thing. She saw X number. She saw always like the back of the Mishnah. Right? She saw always on day, what was the case number 15, and now she saw day 20. So the following month, she's mechoshish for 20 as well. So the Shach says that's what's going on in the case of the Shulchan Aruch. Right? Look back. Isha Shemeshanas Vesel Haktim Bezo Gimiyam Ola Acher. Look at the words in 8. This is the Ramo by us and Kuf Pei Dalet in Bez. Right? He says, Isha Shemeshanas Vesel Haktim Bezo Gimiyam. She had a vessel. She saw every day 20. And now 1 month, she changed Lahaktim Bezo Gimiyam Ola Acher. Right? She saw either 2 days before, day 18, or 3 days, day 17, or 2 or 3 days after, whatever it was. For that day, either 2 or 3 days before, or right, so right, you follow? In which case, the Shach is not. There's no chiddush here. I mean, not. It's a chiddush that the Brahma is simply paskening, like what it says in that Mishnah. Okay, so claims the Shach. Yeah.
When
it says Tzitzit, who is quoting? Is that the Ramah or
Esther? Oh, that's a very good question. That's the question. Right.
Yeah. So that's the Chavis Das. Yes, that kasha. The Chavis Das says. That long will do. Chavis Das says that's a little strange because if the Shach is correct, so what's he quoting a Hagos Maimony for? It's a Mishnah. Yeah. So that's a big discussion. The answer is that, well, from the best of my knowledge, the answer is that yes and no. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. We don't always know who put in those comments. Is everything in parentheses in Rashi script the Ramah? Right? Does it mean Ramah himself wrote it or the editor wrote it? So sometimes it's clear Ramah did write it. It's the assumption of Chavis Das is that Ramo did write it. That's why he has
the
kasha.
The Shach knows that.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know what was in front of the Shach. It was in the original, in the statement of Ramo, the printed Shulchan Aruch that the Shach saw. Maybe it didn't say that. Say Nachalami. But that's, you're right. You wouldn't have to quote from Agos Maimon. But that's the opinion of the Shach.
What's weird is why the quote Agos Maimon here be saying
that
like
that? Right. That's out of the parenthesis. It's an important issue. Okay, and it's not always so clear. It's just not always so clear. And again, there's certain things where most of the time when the Ramah statement begins with the Hagor, right? But sometimes with things in the Shulchan Aruch, in the bold print of Shulchan Aruch, and then it's parentheses, it's in, is that not saying the Ramah? It could be somebody else, you know, that doesn't say Hagor. You know what I'm talking about? A lot of times, most of the time the Ramah says Hagor, and if Nina Sailor, we do like this. Sometimes you'll see in the Shulchan Aruch just it prints a different a comment. Did the Yosef write that himself? They just put it in a different. It's not always so clear. It's a good point. But anyway, that's the sheet of the Shach. So, bottom line, according to the Shach, a woman has a vessel she saw on a different day. She has to be kosher both days, which is not a big chiddush that the Ramah is bringing in the halacha. Good. The Nora Behuda has a famous sheet on this. It's printed in his Chuvas, Madura Kama, Chelik Haradeh, in Memvav, in Source 11. He has a different point altogether. He says, nearly perusho, shekachu kvias vesta, shebetoch elu hashnayim or shosha yomim tire. Okay? She always sees within these 2 or 3 or 5, whatever it is, days, she always sees in this span or range of days. Okay? Uveguf elu hayomim ein lo zman kavua. So within these span of days, she doesn't see on one particular day, nothing kavua. It's always within this time span, but it's never kavua, okay? Lufarmim vizeh. Sometimes it'll be on, let's say it's always between day 25 and 30. Sometimes it'll be on day 25, sometimes it'll be on day 29, sometimes day 26, right? Sometimes, however, rak al koporim, lo yavru, gimayam halol, beriyah. These 3 days, in his example. 5 days, whatever it is, will never go by without it. Will always be within these 3 days. In Cain, says the Nolabihuda, this you know this, 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 so there is a sort of versus kavua, a kain versus kavua, namely im kain go kol ha gimel yomim hema ha versus v'tzarach lifrosh bekulo ubezeh ein al tzricha l'mashe nidcha chashak. You know, they come with this funny shak which goes mine, which is okay. So says here's another Yehuda. He's saying that there is a range she always sees. So therefore, all these he picks three, whatever the example is. Okay, whatever number of days it is, all these days are considered her vesas, and therefore the din of prisha, v'shas ha-vesas, applies on all these 3 days because she always sees that they. Again, the example I gave between 25 and 30, so she sees. She never sees the same, but it's either day 25 or it's day 29, another day 28. Those days never go by without her having a riyah. Never earlier, never later. Never. So therefore, that becomes, that whole unit, that whole span, that whole range becomes her vessel. So claims on Yehuda. Okay? Yeah. Now the third sheet was inside of the Chavis Das, writes as follows. Okay. The Chavis Das in the long piece of the Chavis Das Biurim, the Biurim, it's in Kuf Pei Dal by us in Sivkot and Dalet. Okay, first he begins recording the Shach. I don't know if you read every word inside. I hope you should read through it, but if you catch a chance, look at it. Okay, the Chavis Das says he begins by saying we go by the quoting the Shach, not by us, but in Kuf Pei Tes in Sivkot Lamed Gimel. We had back in Sivkot Lamed Tes in source 10. So he first begins recording the Shach. And he says, again, on the third line, Tzvich Livet Gam Korobeses, and so on. And he said, Utmuin Dvarav, right? On the third line, Tmuin Dvarav, why? The Haddin Zem, a first Bishas, Nidah Samakul, I showed you the Gemara today. We saw it numerous times already. That's a Tmuin Dvarav, okay? Below Hail Ol Rav Lichtos, Vishem HaGos Maimonis, okay? And then he quotes a Ravid, which we're not going to look into now. It seems to say, Mefurish, they have to be Parish all 3 days, not like the Shach, okay? So, he disagrees. He disagrees. Okay. We actually had this rabbi that he mentioned. Remember the case? The person saw in Rosh Chodesh, and then on the 25th, and then and again in Rosh Chodesh. So it was betoch yemei dos. So within the 7 days, but the issue of isha kavas alvesis betoch yemei dos because it was okay. Anyway. Yeah, so that's the. But he disagrees with the Shah. We had that. Yeah, that, yeah. So we brought that in. I don't got that now. Okay, but anyway, so that's that. Just a moment. So he suggests something different. So he has, 1 second. So the case he explains, kind of in the middle, he says, Kagon Shahala Vesis Begimel Yarcha. Right? Rato Dimaroso Gimel Poma Bezli Yarcha Ube Gimel Yarcha. Bechazaroso Gimel Poma Reish Yarcha Ube Gimel Yarcha. Right? Da'az Choshesh Shoshlam. Right? Because you never okay the other one. You never okay the first one. In other words, what he suggests, I'm trying to find the words I'm looking for. Let's see, I'm 3, 6, 9. Im Kain. Okay, it's 3, 6, 10 lines from the top towards the end. Im Kain. Mishai says, Akim Kigon. Says as follows. She had a Vesis in the third of the month. Okay? The next month she had saw three times in a row. She saw three times in a row on the second and the third. Okay, because of Rosh Hashanah, Beis Yarchu Gimel Yarchu. Then she saw 3 days: Rosh Chodesh, Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. Okay, the Oz Choshesh Choshtoshtem. So that's what it means. Then you have to be Choshesh for all three. Okay, in other words, the woman had a Vesis in the third. Then she saw three times day 2 and 3. Then she saw three times day 1, 2, and 3. Then she has to be parish all 3 days. Why? Because she has a three-time established kriyas for each of those 3 days. You hear what he's saying? You have a three-time kriyas for each of those 3 days. Because the first day, the old kriyas of day 3 was never uprooted because she continued to see on day 3. It's true, it wasn't Tchilas Vesta anymore, but Lemaisa the day was never Nekar. It never had all the examples that we gave, let's say, in the Mishnah with 15 to 20, or the Rambam in day 20, 23, or the other examples we gave, was that she no longer saw on the day when it was original, her original Vesta. You know what I'm saying? Right? In other words, you no longer saw on that day. But here, says the Chavis, that's not the case here. It's not that she looked. It was no longer the first day of the Vesta, but she never was okay. You hear what I'm saying? Rabbi, sorry. You hear what I'm saying? Say it again. The examples that we gave, 15 and 20, the Mishnah, right? It was, she no longer saw on day 15, she saw on day 20. She stopped seeing on 15, 3 months earlier, so 15 out, right? Or the Rambam's case, 20 and 23. She no longer saw on day 20, now she saw on day 23. But the Chavis Da'at says this case, and that goes my minute, and the Ramah, is a situation where she continued to see on day, let's say she always saw on day 3, that was always the first day of her period. Now, the next, suddenly after a while, she began to see on day 2, but she continued to see down on day 3. So there was never Nekar. So now she saw 3 months in a row, day 2 and 3. And then after that, she saw 3 months in a row, day 1, 2, and 3. So then you have to be choshesh for all 3 days of the Chavis Da'at, because there was never an Akira of the original Vesta's day. It was no, it's true, it was no longer the beginning of her period. It was already the second day or the third day. But since the day was never uprooted, that's what he says. Okay, the Oz choshesh l'shashtoshlam, l'shashtoshlam. He says, Da'yomim shubitchilas Vesta's, afshin ato be'emsa Vesta's, lo avdu ma'iloson. Right, even though these days are in the middle of the period, or not the middle, whatever, they're part of the period, it's not the tchila anymore, but it never lost its status, so to speak. Okay, and therefore, v'chein mishkachas v'macheres v'vesa, same thing in reverse. Kon shahalak v'vesa k'vav reish yarcha, she had always on Rosh Chodesh, she saw, right? V'achachar also beis pamim v'beis b'yarcha. Then she saw a couple times on the first and second, etc. Lo nekar v'vesa reish yarcha dayin. Deina v'vesa nekar gimel pamim. V'pamim gimel rosa reish yarcha v'beis b'yarcha v'oznik v'ushtei v'vestas, etc. See, you get the idea, right? That's the opinion. So in other words, that's what the Chavis Da'at learns is the case that the Shulchan Aruch is talking about here, namely, okay, not like the Navi Yehuda says that they have, the whole span now becomes also automatically, when there's this funny, the Navi Yehuda, again, the Shach is the simplest in the sense that it's nothing fancy, right? There's nothing fancy. She used to see on this day, now she saw it 2 days earlier, so it's because she's both, right? The problem with the Shach is that why you couldn't, why goes my money. But okay, you know, maybe it wasn't him, maybe he didn't see it, but whatever. Okay, then the Nodi Hud is the other extreme. There's a funny shita. There is no Vesas Kavur. There's no one day that she always sees, but she always sees within this span, within this range of days. Yeah? So you got to be close to everything. Chavis Da'at is saying that no, it changed, but it changed in such a way that the original Vesas day was never a bloodless day. Right, it wasn't the beginning anymore, but it's still, that's what he says. Now he quotes at the end, Vinei Rab al Nabi Huda. He quotes the Shita of Huda also, and he says you have to. It's Chiddush. He says, look at maybe let's see, 3, 6, 7, or 8 lines from the bottom page. Mikol says Himti Din Chodosh. Beishir Huzok Shenem Espekas This Poor Zaynikim Kol Shiv V'Shiva Heim Etzla Keves Kavu. But he said a problem will come out, a tremendous Chiddush. Okay, because you can have a woman for a long time. You know, it's nice to give an example. It's over 3 days. And what if she continued? You know, she's trying to count the Shiva Nakim, and then she saw Dama after. So like, it could go. It could become like everything becomes almost part of these span or range days. Right? Who says it stops after three? Right. So let's say you could have a situation where, you know, she'll have, you know, every couple of days she'll have more Dama, and that's her pattern. So she never. You know, she could be. You have to be choshesh for all those days the following month. Right? Yeah, I mean, if it happened 3 months in a row that in the Shiva Nakim, she had to start over again. Right? And she saw Dam in the middle of the Shiva Nakim somehow. She had to start again. So now the following month, you have to be 10 days, right? Or more, right? So he says, Tumun Dor, the Imkain Ein Lo Kevash, Ein Lo Kevash, Yom. We could have 20 days, right? Mali al Zayin, Mali al Kof. Why stop at 10? Why stop at 20? He says, "Ain't a dot so with it." Now there are Achronim who say that even though the Yehuda said maximum 7, okay, some say maximum 3, okay, but that's how the Shevet Alevi quotes it. The Yehuda gave example 3 because he meant 3. I said 5, right? But some Achronim who say that 3 is the maximum. from this range or this span vessels. Yeah. Later in the tshuva, yeah.
So why is it not? You're going to be concerned having kim. So why is it not if you're treating like a vessel or to that earth?
No, but the following month or the following month. Let's say it happened 3 times in a row. So now the following month is just over all those days to be the husband because there was one big
bet. Anyway,
no, okay, but now it's all done. Okay, now the following month.
What's not here anymore?
I'm saying, now that's over. Now, no, the Zion she got to her. Now the following month, does she have to look at that whole range of days? It happened 3 times, she looked at the whole range of days, and now it's going to be also.
Even if those days are
It still has to be also because, after all, we all became considered part of that span. That's his objection. Anyway, so those are the three sheetahs, yeah.
That's the time to ask too. I guess Mami doesn't say that's the case. He says that he never says it's three different vessels that are made.
You're right, it's tough to fit into the words. Except the Kiddush, but yeah, in Echonami. I think with the Chavetz Chaim, again, he says, Shemeshana Vesa Lahaktim Beizom O Gimel. You're right, you have to scratch
it.
Right, but he's limited. In which case do you say that? In the case of whether you're right, he's adding on. I mean, I agree, he's adding on. He says the anaperishu boruk and moshe kasaf the ovesonocha. He's pretty convinced he's right, but that's those are the three shitas. So just quickly, I mean, the pischei tshuva. You know, all the achronim on the page talk about this. You know, pischei tshuva is called neches. You look it up, you read it inside. You know, quotes a different shita. He quotes in the Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. Really, you have to see the rest of the tshuva, the part that I didn't quote. Okay. And he quotes the Chavetz Chaim also. I know you just presented the other sheet. You had a tiny little bit of Yehuda, but you have to really see the whole tshuva, and we don't need to go through. Lamaisa. I mean, I think that, well, let's just look at the other achron quickly. Okay, Pesachet Tshuva has a tiny little bit of Yehuda because he brings a raya from another din, which basically your questions. Okay, but we'll leave it at that. Okay, he doesn't think it's a good raya. The Sidrei Tara also. Just a moment. It's also maybe we should do that case because that's the case. Let's read this in the chart because it's a different approach. It touches on that same din. All right, let's look a little bit inside. Sukkot and Dalet 14. Isha Shemeshana's Vesta. I am Sefer Shulta Gibor and Paragbe the Shuas, the Haven, the Das Hagos Maimonis, this Hagos Maimonis. Okay, it means as follows. Demairi, another case. Be Isha Sheyesha Vestas Kavua, She'en Aroa Pochos Min Yud Dalad Yomem Achar Tvila. Okay, she never sees less than 14 days after the Tvila. Okay, Avala Achar Yud Dalad Yomem Ein La Keva. Okay, so she has like a somewhat Keva and somewhat not Keva. She'oz ad yudal yom dina kisha sheish aveses. Okay, aval ach yudal yom oz asur kol osun yom shadar kaliros b'ayim. Kagon. Im pam dar kaliros b'chav zayin. U pam b'chav ches, pam b'chav tes. Oz asur kol osun ayomim. The cave of the ish la keva shahar osun yom lo tire. Havalu osun ayom shachaka kava b'osun yom vaday tire. B'chol yom yom nech shos aves v'ni atzma. Lo nekar b'pam achas. Okay. It's similar to another Yehuda. But he writes, "Ach belosh and ramot yevshal forish kain. Dim kain my beis o gimel yomim kol ma achro. L'chor yeshom the mar biyish eish aveses kavua. And l'asha achshav mishan aveses l'kadam l'acher." Yes, what he quotes is similar to Rabbi Yehuda, right? I mean, he says, you know, she sees over a span of a few days, but he says the ramot sounds like he's talking about a yish a woman who has aveses, and now it changed. Not that she has this. I mean, you're right. Maybe not goes maimonis. What you said is right, that it fits in better. That's the situation. But in terms of the Ramah, he said the Pashas is, it doesn't fit into Ramah because the Ramah says that it sounds like just this time. What's in Rabbi Huna's svara is that this is what she always does. She always sees between day 25 and 28, or whatever, day 28, 32. Yeah? But that's not what it looks like. It looks like from the reading of the Ramah, okay, and even from like Rosh Maimonides, he says, Isha Shemeshane Vesta. Sounds like she changed. It wasn't a common practice, she changed. So therefore, he says, Yutara says, that L'chena Mechuba Nirli Alpima Shekosa Arrives at Baal Nefesh. Okay, that Fizek came from Motzel the Carmel Acher Beisul Gimel of Mishum Hakad Tzichel was called Osam the Chazin and the Isha Zu Daka Bekar. Okay, she says it's a little bit of a twist. He says the Fizek came from Motzel the Carmel. She always sees a couple days earlier or later than that one day. It's that is her versus, and it was. She has to be porridge those days because that's her derech. I'm not explaining clearly. He says, Shurova Motzim in Anosh Moshanas Vesin Yom Yomam Shoshi Yomam Pama Marchikos Pama Marchikos. She always sees again. It's like the Rabbi Yehuda, but it's saying that is kavua. In other words, it's kavua for her every month to see within a couple of days of that. Maybe that is that exactly what the Rabbi Yehuda was saying. Maybe it's in there, huh?
That's what I
thought, you know. Yeah, it is really. Okay, so what's the objection before? Okay, it was, I don't know how he solved his own objection, you know, that it was Mashana. I mean, he's saying more or less the same thing. She has to separate all those days, because that's her derech. That day becomes one unit of Vesas Kavua within 3 days. He also mentions 3 days, by the way. I told you, that's what Sam Achonim is saying. I don't know. I'm not really sure he answered his.
Well, we just started for 3 days. I'm just trying to understand.
Yeah, why more or less? Because I guess that's why I brought this into title. He's saying that's within 3 days can still be considered normal. That's her, but to say that she sees sometimes 26, sometimes 34, that she doesn't have a Vesas Kavua. In other words, I don't have a good svara, but I think that a Vesas Kavua, they're saying 3 is the maximum, because that's normal. Okay, that's normal, regular. I'm trying to explain it clearly. That's our both decision, really, to address this issue. I think what he's saying is that, and it is like the Rabbi Yehuda, just a little tweaks. He says 3 is the maximum. In other words, to tell me that she always sees between, I'll phrase it this way, to say the woman always sees between day 25 and 35, let's say, you know, that's there's no regularity there. In a chanami, I mean, a woman doesn't have a period all the time. Okay, I mean, it's obviously every woman, okay, there's going to be a range when she sees. So you can't say that is a vesis kavua. You know, that we're choshish the following month. Because I mean, that's the norm. Of course she sees it. She says day 25, sometimes day 32, sometimes day 34. That's not regularity. That's not kavua. Well, I think this Zigitar is saying, and maybe really, you know, Behuda really says it also, maybe, that within 3 days, no, that is regular. A 3 day, I can't say why 3, why not 2, why not 4, but 3 days is, you see, day 25, 26, and 27, all the time, that is a regularity. That's a unit of time that's regular. She's regular. You wouldn't say that a woman who says, a woman who sees Dom on day 25, next month she sees day 32, and next month she's day 31, next day, would you say she has a regular Vesas? She doesn't. It's true, it's always within these days, but that's not a regular Vesas. Within 3 days, a clock within 3 days, that is considered. Again, I don't have an answer why 3. But you hear what I'm saying? In other words, I think that's you look in the Bar Shulchan, you look in the Achronim, the lady, you know, they say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to, and this Shita, you have to parse the whole span where she can see it, but the span is kind of limited. Okay? The span is kind of limited. And by the way, this also may touch on whether Vesas Daraisa is upon her also, where you could, you know, Vesas Daraisa, so, you know, there's, but okay, I don't have a good reason to explain 3, okay? I don't think, anyway, most people are not, well, I shouldn't say, many people are not kosher for the whole span thing anyway, okay? Others suggest doing some sort of, within those 3 days, to do some sort of, you know, like a super, a basic bedikah. Now, it's not to be choshesh and parish from her husband. If she wants to be with her husband during that span time, that range time, that would tell the chassanim, I'm not sure, to do a bedikah then. You know, not a full internal, just a check, You know, that's what some achronim suggest. You know, to do to be choshed, to be huda. Again, the shach, the whole issue is out the window, right? According to the shach, nothing in here. There's no such thing as a range versus, not even 3 days, or 5 days, whatever, okay, or 7 days, whatever, nothing. So according to the shach, we can be makel, and that's the end of the discussion. And therefore, if a woman sees on day 25 and day 27, day 20, forget it, only you don't have to worry about the span. I think that's how most of the poskim say. Some suggest that if you're in that range, you want to be choshen of Yehuda, so do she should do. If they want to have touch with the husband, she should do some sort of basic bedika at that time. Okay, like a, I don't say superficial, maybe like a lighter kind of bedika. And that, to check the external areas to make sure, you know. Yeah.
So checking the shock here, where he says the
Chorali
Yishlomar, he's
rejecting
the
shock.
He's
like,
okay.
The
one that's
the
Ritara. Yeah,
I think so, yeah.
The problem with the shock is that, well, he's assuming the shock's interpreting the Hagar's mind and saying that.
Right, which again goes back to that issue.
He's returning.
Yeah. Anyway, it's the entire thing. He's saying that it'll be Huda, but what he added was that it's like 2 or 3 days. I think that his lashon is the hacha. Look at the last line with the Tzidre Tara. Okay, maybe I'm being overreacting. He said, the hachazinan, the isha zu darka bekach. That's normal. That's a derech. Within a couple days, that's a derech. Okay? Maybe that's something it means also. The last thing on this issue, the placing on this, in Sim Kuf Pei Vav, Sif Katan Gimel, he says, Ki rov noshim afil she'en lam vesek avu liyom onam yuchedes, mikol mokom ena roos ki im bizman mubo. Like the says, even if a woman doesn't have a vesek kavua, but she sees within a certain limit, right? It's not random, right? Ena roos ki im bizman mubo, derech moshel, ad chav tes yom olamid, ena rogil zirus, miyom elab edach, ain't kriyas and kriyas gemura, pama makdim, pama muchar, right? So you could say that it says the karkasa poskim the ad yom ahi bechal yesh lavesis vein tzucha bedika up until those times arrive, right? Again, every woman he says even if she's not a vesis kavur, but there is a zman mugbal. That's what I'm trying to show you from this placing, right? There is a limited time. She doesn't see you completely random. Day 1, day 22, not random. It's within a certain time, right? She says, up until that time, she never sees before day 26. Let's say she never, ever does. She says, in that sense, she's considered a Isha Shesha Vesas Kavua. And therefore, Ada Yomahu, Ibechal Yesha Ves, Ein Tzukabdika. But if Yom Elo Asher, Hinevocha, Levadi, Begether, Ein Lovesas, therefore, those range days, she should do a bedika. Okay, in that case, she should do a bedika. That's what I said before from the post. Okay, yeah, good. I'd count on this issue next. Okay, so that's the end of that subject. The next issue is the Rashba and the Taras HaBayis. That's the end of Siv Beis. Now Siv Gimel. And we're just going to go through now Sim Kuf Pei Dalet. So Siv Gimel is based on this Taras HaBayis. Taras HaBayis HaKotzer, printed simply, is Bayis Zayin Shar Gimel. HaVeser Echol Shnein Yonam Echol Levar Eze Vesas Kavu Vesas Eina Kavu Vashen Echushe Vesas. And the question is whether what you're kosher for and so on. So he says as follows in the second line, Kol Isha Bein Shisha Veskavu Bein Shein Veskavu Eina Asur Labala Dvar Torah Ad Shetira Ad Shetargi Shei Tzedan. That's point one. Rashba is saying this is a Taras HaBayis, right? He's saying that certainly a woman, whether she has a Veses Kavu or not a Veses Kavu, is not Asur Midaraisa until she sees in Dam to come out Labayis HaChitun Shenema Dam Yezova B'Zora Chachomim Asu Siag L'Dover, right? The Chachomim then imposed the restriction, right? But also Vasuros, Kol Osa Ona Shilimudali Rosba, right? She's that time when she's expecting a period, so then she's Asula Bala, Bain Shesha Veskabu, Bainla Ainla Veskabu. If whether it's Yesha or Ain, if Yesha established 3 times, Ain it goes by the last time. But Medvar Murmur, but here's what's relevant to us right now. But Medvar Murmurim Bigdolo. That's by a woman as an adult, right? A mature woman. Abba Bakhtano. Shaloh higiel mehanurim, but a girl who's not yet 12, okay, or below havia simonim, she didn't bring any, you know, she did not yet develop a physical simonim, all right, and it's two different things, as we'll see. Either lo higiel mehanurim, you know, she's not yet 12, okay, even if she may have simonim, or the reverse. If she may have simon, but she's not yet 12, ena chosheshes is levesa shena kavua. Doesn't have to worry about a vesa shena kavua. Okay, she doesn't have to worry that you know, be choshesh at one time a vesa shena kavua. Okay, so says the Rashba. Turn over, Beis Yosef, Kufay Dalet by us, quotes this Rashba. So Kufay Dalet goes Gimel, the Beis Yosef, Kosa Rashba, Medra, Rumi Dolo, Tana, Shul Gil, Medra, Rumi Dolo, Rumi Dolo, Rumi Dolo, Rumi Dolo, Rumi Dolo, Rumi Kol Zman, Shalom Kavata, Mishal Shapomim, as long as it wasn't established 3 times. Okay? And he quotes the Torah Zabai. So, okay, we saw it. Batamavur, why? What's the reason? Why don't we worry about it? Batamavur. Shumipnei, Shehi Muchzekes, Be'ena Ru'uya Liros. Because she's not really of age to see Dam. Umishum Hachi Chashvina Ryosem Mikre, Ajatuchzak Mishal Shapomim. She saw Dam, it's considered still at that young age a mikra, it's a happenstance, and therefore, unless it's 3 times, we don't count it. Okay? And later on, he said about a woman who's after menopause ready, that older woman who's Mesukat, from a menopause, we'll get to that later, man, but Baras Maniko we'll get to also. Okay, so that's the basis. He followed with the reason. Because a girl, it's true, she sees, but she's not going to be called, it's not going to be such a thing that it's considered a re'ia, full re'ia, as opposed to somewhat of a fluke, until she have 3 times. Okay? Shulchan Aruch brings the halacha, to pay dalet gimel. The med ramur b'gdolo, ha'bektana shel gil ha'meinurim, lo ha'vi esilam, ain't tzarech lifrosh shom ha'vesta, kol zman shelo kavati gopamim, v'hu ha'din l'zekena shen stopped with the man. Fine. Right? Then all the women also stopped, and suddenly she saw. As far as the same thing, she's not, it's not necessarily a woman who's a menopause, I guess it can happen. She just, even if she thought she's a menopause, can have several months go by, and then she can again get her period, you know, for a while. So 3 times, okay, but 1 time not. The Taz, she's got Dalit, speaks with this all on the page, all right, the Taz is from Dalit, that's Ratzon Loma Tregav Niktat, the 2 things. Yesha Acha Shalom Gila Meinurim, she didn't get the age of Naira, which is 12. Ode Simon Lakat, as much Shalom Via Simon. The other Simon is, she didn't develop the physical signs of puberty and so on. Okay, but Oz after she gives me nor Tana, she's still Tana even though she reached the age, or the reverse. Avalo Gilanum Avia Simonim, Adain Tana, the other way around. She reached 12 and, she didn't reach 12 and has Simonim, she'll look Tana, the Shum Ba'amai, because the hair that grows is considered you know, not regular pubic hair, even if it is, but it's not all of it. The Shach and Sukhot Yud, she'll look Gilanum Avia Simonim, Yud Beish Shalom Yom Echad, needs age 12. Okay, we reach her 12th birthday. And if Sukhot Nidal, if you write to Avia, Vav Mechalekesi. It's a Vav means or. Sometimes Vav means and, sometimes Vav means or. So here, you know, either or. So here it says the Vav in the Shulchan Aruch, when it says, look back in 18, Avo Biktana Shelo Hevia Leilo Egia Lemein Yom Vilo Hevia Simonim, it means oh, either one. It's either or. Vav Mechalekes, Koma Olo Hevia Simonim. Ken Kazar Prisha Bach, etc. Okay? So that's a simple din in Sukkot and Zib Gimel of Kuf Pei Dalet. I just want to mention that Salvation pointed out the following. You know, just a general point. It'll relate to this, as you'll see shortly. But just an understanding of this whole din. This whole din that we started with today. Why do you have to be Choshesh altogether? Well, let's start with this. 2 questions. We say she saw, we'll use the Mishnah's example. Right back in source number, source 1, I guess, right? Back in the Mishnah, right? She always saw on day 15, right? And suddenly 1 month she sees on day 20. I mean, since the last period, fine. Whatever it is. Okay? So she always saw on day 15. Now suddenly she sees on day 20. So in the following month, it'll be choshesh both for 15 and 20. Maybe 15 because that's the norm and this was just an aberration. Or no, maybe it's changing. What do you mean, or maybe it's changing? 1 second. Since when does a one-time switch do anything? And not only that, but to compound the question, it says that if 2 times in a row she sees 15, I'm sorry, 2 times when she sees 20 after being Kobe 15 for many months, if 2 times when she sees 20, she is Choshesh the following month for 20, but if she uprooted it once, if she stopped seeing on day 20, goes back to 15, even though she may have seen twice on day 20, one Akira knocks out. She never got to the third Ria on day 20. Right? Remember we learned that? I didn't quote this part of the mission. We learned that? Even if you don't have to have 2 days for 2 days. Two Akiras for 2 times. Right? In other words, she saw always day 15. Now if she saw this month 20, Next month she says be choshe 20, but she doesn't see 20. 20 now is out and back to 15. Let's say 2 months in a row she saw 20. So the following month again she's choshe for 15 still, because maybe that's still in. It hasn't been uprooted three times yet. Maybe that's still in. And day 20, if she doesn't see day 20, even though she saw twice day 20, that's out. Right? You need three times to establish it. But what if she saw twice? Maybe she should have to not see twice. You know, maybe she has to be okay twice. But that's not the deal. So wonder why is for two re'iyas, one akira is enough. So basically, he said this whole din. The Rav said this whole din is that we have a chashash lahalacha, okay, that a woman will see b'shas havesas. That's the definition of havesas, right? And therefore, in order to undo this chazaka, it's a chazaka, right? She saw so many times. We spoke about earlier in the year about, you know, the concept of chazaka here three times, and why it's three times here. Chaloshem, all the things we discussed. Okay, so now she always saw on day 15. So the chazaka, now she's going to see again day 15. That's the assumption. That's chazaka. She's seen for many months on day 15. Now she's going to see on day 15 also. So there's a chashash halacha that she's going to see b'shas havesas, and therefore to undo that, what do you need? Three times, or she doesn't see. Okay. You need three times, okay? So by Vesis Kavua, there's a chazok that you're going to see. In order to be okay at a chazok, because she needs three times, three akiras. But a Vesis She'ain Kavua, meaning she saw once on day 20, the following month, there's no chazok that she's going to see. Why did you perish all the following month on day 20? She saw one time, so it was an aberration. It was a freak thing. So why have to worry about that the following month? We do. Right? You understand what the question is? Why do you have to worry? She saw 15, 15, 15, 15, 15. Now suddenly 1 month she doesn't see 15, she sees day 20. Now we come back the following month. Why did she have to worry about day 24? It was an aberration. Right? It happened one time. So one time, ignore it. Right? But we don't. The answer is, in effect, okay, it's not that it's a chazaka. It's not even a chashash. We're not choshish. Halachically choshish now, maybe she'll see on day 20. On what basis would you say that? Okay, there's no chazaka. On what basis should we say that the following month there should be choshes for day 20? Why? So the Rav said, Elamai, no, there's a gzeres hakosev effect. Okay? There's a gzeres hakosev. And what's the gzeres hakosev? The gzeres hakosev is that when a woman sees Adam, it's be'es nidosa. Right? We go back to what the Rav spoke earlier in the year, right? There's a time of es nidosa and lo es nidosa. So you see in the time that nida time, that's called eis nidosa, that's called a re'ias nida. Any re'ias she sees, b'mei nidosa, is called a re'ias nida, even one time. Okay? And even if it's not b'shas havesas. Okay? So in effect, there's a gzeres hakosev, that this is called a re'ias nida. Now you put that gzeres hakosev together with the din of vizartem esmei shomi tumosam, that is a chiyuv to be porish some chavesas, okay. So now we understand the following month is a chiyuv, because this has been even though there was no chazaka and it's not even necessarily a chashash a matira lahalacha, this has been declared a veses of hers. She saw a rias nida, so therefore the following month you have to be porish. But if nothing else happens the following month, so then forget about it. It's done. Right, you know, there was no chazok. There's no. It is the din of izartim saying from Tumasa. The Rav is saying is exeris and part of exeris hakosev. This is a rias nida, and this is an establishment, so to speak, of this time. This ria is considered a rias nida, even if it's not b'shas haveses technically, right? But we consider this a veses. It's a veses, but it is a veses. So for the following month, she has to be parish. So now you understand why twice doesn't change that. Doing twice doesn't change it. There's still no chazaka. So therefore, once you undo it, you have undone that veses. You follow? In other words, seeing it twice, it doesn't add anything. It's no malah amarid. It's like seeing it once. Once and one and two is the same thing. Once it's three times, now we have a chazaka, so now we're taka choshesh for a riyah the third time. It's halachic kashash based on a chazaka. Oh, so three times, that's different. Then you'll need to be okered three times. But if it only happened once, one and two is the same thing. It's zero from the point of view of a chazaka, from the point of view of a chashash shematire, in a certain sense. It's a zeris hakosev of essence. More than that, the Rav said that the third, What makes me usher to her in the third month is not that she saw twice and she saw last month. Once. Once is Gorim the Isser. So if once I see her, so in this month, she saw on day 15. I'm sorry, she always saw on day 15. This month, she saw on day 20. So now, the following month, I've got to be parish on day 20 also, because it's there as a cousin. Now she sees again day 20. The following month, I got to be, not because of what happened 2 months ago. That's what happened last month. The fact that it's twice is irrelevant. Right? It wasn't because now 2 times in a row I bet it's going to be Porish. No. It's because the last month, you only go back to the last Vest of Shana Kavua. There's a Kosa, there's a Rias Nida. What happened 2 months ago is irrelevant, because two is irrelevant. You follow what I'm saying? It's not, there is no Chazok, there's no Chashash Shematire. Okay? What there is this kind of Zeres HaKosa. Okay? Now, you have it with me? That's how you present it. It's an interesting, just to explain why we're Porish the following month and why two doesn't change from two, and one is the same thing. The second one, we don't care if it was the second one. It's irrelevant what happened 2 months ago. You follow? The only thing is, the Rav said, in that case, why does it make a difference if it's a Tana for? Back to our, now to our din. Okay, why should it matter if it's a Tana? Okay? And if there is this Xeris HaKosov, so to speak, okay? If there's this Xeris HaKosov, so why won't this be relevant to a Tana? It's a Vesa Shein Kavu. It's not, we said, it's not based on Chashash. Right? Vesa Shein Kavu is not based on Shema Tireh. We explained before from the Beis Yosef is why we worried about Tana, because there's no Shematira. It's not real dam. It was a freak thing, whatever, right? That's what he said. What the Beis Yosef said. Hatamu Shemeshim Zekes Be'ena Ru'i Liros. That was the lesson of Beis Yosef that we had in 17 at Kufay Dala, right? It's Muzekes Be'ena Ru'i Liros. But according to what we said, who cares? Well, the concern is not Shematira anyway, according to what the Rav said. That the Rav asked on himself, right? Was, according to what I said, what's the difference? Well, who cares, Shematir? That's not the issue. You know, I would think, right? That's not the Chashash. It's a Xeris HaKosa, so it should work by a Tan as well. So he says, now you have to say that that although what I said is correct, in Echanami, this Ria is considered a Rias Nida, it's Eis Nidasa, okay, it's a Vesis, but the Din of Izartem, it's when Esom Tumasam, the Din of Izartem, like in the Rambam, you look, I don't have it on the page, but you look, we saw the Rambam 10 times already, Parak Dal Alach Yud Beis. Okay, the Rambam says there is a chashash, so to speak, of Shematire. Okay, that's the Rambam says. In other words, the din of Izartem is that even if, she, you know, there's a what's the chiddush of Izartem in a normal case? That even though she's Becheskes Tara, right, the woman's Becheskes Tara, nothing happened, but the din of Izartem, I'm talking about the talent, I'm talking about an ordinary case. Right, what's the din of Izartem? Din of Izartem is that even though it's Cheskes Tara, nonetheless, this din, so Yifrish Rusamach Levesta, is, but it's only because Shematira. The din of Izartem is rooted in Shematira. So therefore, by Gdola, there's a Chashash Shematira. And by Ktana, there's no Chashash Shematira. And it does come back to Shematira in terms of the Isser. In terms of the Kriya's Vestas, I think if I understand correctly, he's the Rebbe saying, the Kriya after seeing on day 20, it's nothing to do with Shematira. Right? Nothing to do with Shematira. It's Xeris HaKosa. This is called Rias Nida. That's a Vesas. It's a Vesas Shana Kavua, but it's a Vesas. But, so why didn't it apply to Tana? Because the Chumra of Izartan, Shemeshi Yifrish, Din of Prisha Samach Levesas, that's a Din in Shematira. It doesn't apply to a, it doesn't apply to a Tana. That's what the Rav said. But it's interesting beer, but it's a little difficult. Why not just say that with the Tana is Pukka, I mean, on a whole Rhea altogether, that it wasn't count. You know, you could say that there's a cost of one, but it doesn't apply either. You could, you know, it's a little bit sorry. And why not just say that with the Tana's there? But okay, that's what I've said. Okay, we'll continue this tomorrow, sir. We'll finish these sheets tomorrow. Not difficult.